Welcome to Coffee and Jesus. Today is September the 19th, 2020. Yesterday evening was the beginning of Rosh Hashanah, which means head of the new year, and it commemorates the creation of the world according to the Jewish religion. It is also known as the celebration of the Feast of Trumpets. It is the beginning of the Jewish New Year. And so for those of us who follow the feasts, this is a new year for us rather than January the 1st. Synagogues all over the world last night blew the shofar throughout their services. And it means to awaken the spirit, to be alert to the Holy Spirit, and prepare to move. I watched a synagogue service online, and it was just completely beautiful. Just such a celebration of our Lord. This is a time of personal reflection, for hearing the shofar, for praying in the synagogue, and beginning the 10 days of awe, which culminates in Yom Kippur, which is the penitence. I can never say that word right. I'm so sorry. The Day of Atonement. And it's just a time of rejoicing. It's really a beautiful, beautiful tradition. Speaking of tradition, some of them include going to the synagogue for a service. The service last night was almost 3 hours, but it didn't even feel like 3 hours. There was just so much worship. So many verses were read and declared. It was just amazing. People eat challah bread dipped in honey. They also eat apples dipped in honey. Many people eat pomegranates. And the purpose of the apples being dipped in honey is so that the year will be sweet like what you're eating. Three additional prayers are usually added to the morning service, which address the sovereignty of God, present God as one who remembers past deeds, and for standing in anticipation of the future. You may hear people say or see this greeting online, Shana Tova, may it be a good year. And I'm sure I didn't pronounce that right. It's a time for us to focus on where we missed the mark, what we want to change in the new year. Or as in the Christian faith, we would say our sins. It's a good time to give to charity. It's an important time for prayer and fasting, as well as to seek repentance and ask for forgiveness. Tashlif is a special prayer that you do by a body of flowing water. You throw breadcrumbs into the water to symbolize the cleansing of sins. Now, we are going into a new year, or it began last evening, 5781, which is the second year of pay. Last year, 5780 began pay, and it's the decade of pay. And pay stands for mouth. So God is teaching us what we should and should not say. He's paying attention to our words. One of the prayers that the rabbis gave, just a short blessing, said, "Blessed are you, Lord our God, King of universe, who has sanctified us by your command and commanded us to kindle the lights of Shabbat." So what can we expect in the year 5781? It's going to be a year of deliverance, a year of divine authority, and a year of divine separation. The 10 days of awe is a time for us to prioritize what God wants us to do. It's one thing to have giftings and callings. It's another thing to let the carnal side of your mind and your life take over, and then it becomes ego, competition, and platform. It's going to be a year where you will have to be in the war room. You need to read Joel 2:1. Proverbs 3:27, and the entire chapter of Psalm 145. Leviticus 23 talks about why we have these feasts and these high holy days. It talks about the Hebrew word or tradition, moedim, which means appointed time. So it talks about all these appointed times throughout the year that we have these festivals, such as Passover, First Fruits, Pentecost, why we have Shabbat. Shabbat is the day of rest for family unity. It's very interesting that Rosh Hashanah is the sixth feast of the year. If you're counting Shabbat as the first, by the time you get to Rosh Hashanah, that is the sixth one. And that's significant because six in biblical terms stands for man. It's a high holy day that is the celebration of the supernatural. And it's one of the few seasons of the fall festival that has nothing to do with nature or seasons like other holidays. So going back to the year 5781, remember I said that 80 was pay. Well, one is Aleph, which means silent. It's actually the first letter of the Hebrew alphabet. And in some interpretations, it's also the word or the representation of ox, which is significant because this year we're going to have to be really strong of mind and spirit like an ox in order to be silent. We're going to want to respond, defend, argue, proselytize. And there are going to be times where the Lord will just want us to be still and be quiet. Let me read to you James 1:19. Understand this, my beloved brothers and sisters. Let everyone be quick to hear. Be a careful, thoughtful listener, slow to speak, a speaker of carefully chosen words, and slow to anger, patient, reflective, forgiving. For the resentful, deep-seated anger of man does not produce the righteousness of God, that standard of behavior which he requires from us. And y'all, I have had a week. I have never been treated so disrespectfully, talked to so condescendingly. Second guest in my profession, you name it. Just, you know, I could have been full of offense, but it just, you know, it just hurt. But I got over it and I forgave the people involved, and, you know, they've shown their true colors, and now I know how to pray for them in a more specific way. And so, you know, I was thinking, Lord, why all of a sudden did all this stuff just crash and burn within just a few days of each other? And he reminded me about Rosh Hashanah and this time of forgiveness and, you know, things that we need to work on and things that we need to pray about. And because even though the things happened to me, I have to respond with the love of Christ, even when it hurts, even when the other person doesn't deserve it. That's what makes us Christians. Now, another verse that I want to read to you is Matthew 27:12, which says, "But when the charges were brought against him," meaning Jesus, "by the chief priests and elders, he did not answer. Then Pilate said to him, 'Do you not hear how many things they are testifying against you?' But Jesus did not reply to him, not even to a single accusation. So that governor was greatly astonished." And it's funny because I hadn't even thought of this verse when the last thing that happened this week. I just didn't even respond. And normally I would have. I would have been in my flesh, I'll be honest, and I would have let the person know that what they just said was extremely rude and condescending, but I did not. I said nothing. And I just instead prayed. And so sometimes, this is an example that sometimes you say nothing and you let God defend you and you let God avenge you. Now, going back to year 5781, and we were talking about Aleph, which is the number one, the first letter of the alphabet, rather, and that it means silent. It is actually made up of three smaller letters whose value adds up to 26, and that's significant as well. But the two of the smaller letters are the same. So there's two yuds, they're called yuds, and they represent a hand reaching from above and a hand reaching from below. So just kind of imagine that. One hand maybe reaching out from a cloud and another hand reaching from the ground up. So they're facing each other. Now the interesting thing is the third smaller letter of Aleph is Vuv, which can either stand for a human being or a nail. Now some of you are already ahead of me and you've got it. So now we've got hands joined together by a nail, represented by a human. Now, if that's not a picture of Jesus, our Messiah, our Savior, I don't know what is. So this year is all about Him and our reverence for Him, honoring Him, blessing Him, loving Him, believing Him, praising Him. It's all about Jesus. And remembering that pay means mouth and that Aleph means silent, using wisdom, which only comes from God. It has nothing to do with your intellect or your degrees or how many Bible classes you took and how many rivers you know and which mountains you know the name of, and it has nothing to do with any of that. Wisdom is given by God and it's a gift, pure and simple. So when it is time to speak, we need to speak life. We need to speak blessings. We need to be edifying. We need to be truthful, honest, full of integrity. We need to be cognizant of what we're saying, the tone in which we are saying things, the motive behind why we are saying something. Because out of the heart, the mouth speaks. And so Rosh Hashanah is a very important holiday and feast and high holy day. And remember that it's the Feast of Trumpets. It means head of the new year. It commemorates the beginning of the Jewish New Year. It's a time of personal reflection. It's a time to pray. And during these next 10 days, well, 8 days now, between now and Yom Kippur, it's a good time to fast. You need to pray about that. The Lord may be leading you to fast. So just embrace God during this time. Start thinking about what changes you need to make in your life. Is it your thought life? Is it something that you're putting in your body? Is it the words that you speak? And you know, the Lord will show you. And He probably already has. So let me give you a little insider tip or hint. If you have the same problem over and over and over again, that's probably one of them. For example, if you're always rubbing people the wrong way by what you say, then you need to take note of that and pray and say, Lord, what am I saying or how am I saying it that everybody always gets offended by what I say, or they're upset with me, or I hurt their feelings, or I'm misunderstood? You know, just ask. If it's relationships, then maybe you need to pray, Lord, block and close every door of every man or woman that I should not be involved with, that have not been sent by you, that is not a divine appointment. You know, it just depends on what lessons keep showing up, because he will keep letting you take the same lesson over and over and over again until you learn. However, from my own personal experience, I'm sorry to say, the lesson, when it's repeated, will be more difficult each time until you listen. Now, the Lord's a gentleman. He's not going to force anything. You have free will. And yet, he's going to keep trying to help you until you get to the point where you have like a reprobate mind or something like that, and then he's hands off. But for the most part, he's going to give you chance after chance after chance. He's really trying to help you. And so during this time, I want you to seriously reflect on the things that you need to work on. As in the Jewish tradition, they say, where you've missed the mark. Where have you missed the mark? Have you not been a good wife? Have you not been a good husband? Could you be a better parent? Could you be a better employee? Could you be a better employer? Could you be a better minister? Are you not balancing work and family? Are you not prioritizing God, family, and your job? Are you not prioritizing your health? Have you made an idol of something or someone? Do you have a problem with pride, being controlling? Whatever it is, this is your time to get it together. This is your new year. You can start over right now today. Reflect on where you've missed the mark. Remember that the Lord wants you to have a good year. He wants it to be a sweet year. But changes have to be made. And there has to be repentance as well as forgiveness. So, I hope you learned a little bit about Rosh Hashanah. I am not Jewish. I'm not an expert. I know just enough to be dangerous. Let me read a couple of verses to you that you're going to want to have in your arsenal in the war room this year, starting with Joel 2:1. Blow the trumpet in Zion, warning of impending judgment. Sound an alarm on my holy mountain Zion. Let all the inhabitants of the land tremble and shudder in fear, for the judgment day of the Lord is coming. It is close at hand. You need to keep that in the back of your mind this year. That's an important verse. We've seen the signs. Proverbs 3:27 says, do not withhold good from those to whom it is due, its rightful recipients, when it is in your power to do it. Do not say to your neighbor, go and come back, and tomorrow I will give it, when you have it with you. So let us take care of those who are having a difficult year. And while I'm on the subject of how we treat other people, you know, honor is the currency of heaven. And so even when people are ugly to you, you still have to honor them. You know, by saying good morning, how are you, have a good day, God bless you, praying for people. It doesn't mean to be fake and act like you're friends when you're not. But honor and respect is something that we don't have in our society anymore that we need to have. It's very, very, very important to the Lord that we honor leadership. Those that he have put that are over us, that he has allowed to be over us. Even if they aren't really good at what they do, we still need to honor them. Now, Psalms 145, I'm actually going to read the whole thing to you. I will exalt you, my God, O King, and with gratitude and submissive wonder, I will bless your name forever and ever. Every day I will bless you and lovingly praise you. Yes, with awe-inspired reverence, I will praise your name forever and ever. Great is the Lord and highly to be praised. And his greatness is so vast and profound as to be unsearchable, incomprehensible to man. One generation shall praise your works to another, and shall declare your mighty and remarkable acts. On the glorious splendor of your majesty and on your wonderful works I will meditate. People will speak of the power of your awesome acts, and with gratitude and submissive wonder, I will tell of your greatness. They will overflow like a fountain when they speak of your great and abundant goodness, and will sing joyfully of your righteousness. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion, slow to anger and abounding in loving kindness. The Lord is good to all, and his tender mercies over all his works, the entirety of things created. All your works shall give thanks to you and praise you, O Lord, and your godly ones will bless you. They shall speak of the glory of your kingdom and talk of your power, to make known to the sons of men your mighty acts and the glorious majesty of your kingdom. Your kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and your dominion endures throughout all generations. The Lord upholds all those of his own who fall and raises up all those who are bowed down. The eyes of all look to you in hopeful expectation, and you give them their food in due time. You open your hand and satisfy the desire of every living thing. The Lord is unwaveringly righteous in all his ways, and gracious and kind in all his works. The Lord is near to all who call on him, to all who call on him in truth without guile. He will fulfill the desire of those who fear and worship him with awe-inspired reverence and obedience. He also will hear their cry and will save them. The Lord keeps all who love him, but all the wicked he will destroy. My mouth will speak the praise of the Lord, and all flesh will bless and gratefully praise his holy name forever and ever. So declare that over yourself, over your family, over your children, over your life. Now, let's see. I had a couple of other things that I wanted to say about Rosh Hashanah. Let me go to my notes. So, in summary, remember that it's translated as the first or the head of the year, Rosh Hashanah. It is sometimes called the Feast of the Trumpets. It marks the start of the Jewish New Year, and it is filled with shared meals and prayer among loved ones. The celebration begins the Jewish High Holy Days leading up to Yom Kippur, a time when Jews focus their attention on repentance and reflection of their actions. The shofar, a beautiful instrument, signifies the presence of God and is a powerful symbol of Abraham's willingness to sacrifice his son Isaac to show obedience to God by reminding us of the ram that was provided in Isaac's place. And I did another podcast maybe about a month ago on the shofar because I was awakened by the sound of a shofar in my dreams. So you might want to go back and listen to that particular podcast. I pray that you are happy and that you do have a blessed, sweet new year. I pray that you grow closer to the Lord, that you remember to focus on Jesus above all else. Amen? All right. I will be praying for each and every one of you. And God bless you. Bye, y'all.